Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
All right, there I am. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those days. It's Friday, the 27th of November, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll have a preview of Shindig Week 7, CITR's annual showcase of new local bands, plus our usual rundown of what to see and what to do this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it's certainly turning into one of those days. Holy cow, look at the sun shining out there. Let's keep the music going a little bit underneath it there. That's better. Look at the sun shining out there. Holy smokes, it's a nice day. Cold as heck, though. It's frost all over the place. It is definitely November, and December's coming up, and that's just the way life is. Our old friend Reed Jameson, he's got a new CD coming out. It's called the Presley Sessions Revisited, and he's going to be doing a show at the Wise Hall on Sunday to sell the CD, and this is a song from it. It's an old Elvis song, but you got to love it.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my love in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Ain't no fun with the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down when I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and a kiss and a kiss and a kiss and a, we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It don't matter if it's sleet or snow. The driving's cozy when the lights are low when I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around. Oh boy, what a baby. Well, as a whim, we're gonna kiss and a kiss and a kiss and a kiss and a, we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. We're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. When I'm with my baby.
Yeah, that's alright. What you don't know is that boy, but just like me. Well, my daddy, he made moonshine, mixed it in the still. All his life he's been running God's almighty will, but that's alright. Yeah, that's alright. Now he's buried up on Piedmont Hill. Everyone I meet, I'd rather just forget, but that's alright. Yeah, that's alright. If you were me, you'd feel the same, I bet. There ain't no life to be hitched up to the working plow. Always better if it's free, or if it ain't allowed, but that's alright. Yeah, that's alright. Jumped the train again last night, hit a whistle blow.
If Jesus can come back, why can't Waylon? Well, he was only 4 years old. To him, it made perfect sense. Hypnotized on Saturday nights by the rhythm and the pen. For his mom and dad passed down their music, put the tools in his toolkit. Now he takes the reins, singing I Like Trains. Skids right off the grid when he says if Jesus can't come back, why can't Waylon? When times get tough, the words ring through my head. guitar in your hand, 'cause you make perfect sense. And always trust your cape when you're jumping off the fence, 'cause we need you to remind us, 'cause sometimes we forget to pop a vein. Singing I like trains is getting right off the grid. Now let's sing it, Jesus can't come back. Why can't we love? When times get tough, the words ring through my head. If Jesus can't come back, why can't we love? Oh, let's all sing him back.
So that's Linda McCrae, who old-timers like me will remember from her days in Vancouver in the 80s with bands like Terminal City, spent some time with Spirit of the West, and then scarpered off to Nashville, where she and her husband James have been doing some really great work, crafting some great songs and doing some really good work with in correctional institutions, detox centers, alternative schools, that kind of stuff. Just a tremendous story. And we're really, really proud and happy about Linda. And we're going to celebrate her tonight. She's in town and she's playing at the Rogue Folk Club, which is I think that's the church at 10th and Trutch, 3214 West 10th Avenue. The show starts at about 8 o'clock. And so get there, have a great time, and spread your love to Linda.
Original sinner, I was born from original sin. Buy a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin. Don't mess with me.
Listen up. Did you hear? CITR is putting on a full day of content dedicated to students. December 2nd is 24 hours of student power. Clubs, bands, radio, oh my! CITR constantly works to promote underrepresented voices in media. And for one day a year, we dedicate an entire day to focus on students. That means student hosts, clubs, initiatives, artists, and more. Featuring three student bands from 6 to 9 p.m. Melt, Cheap Flavor, and Stefana Fertilla. Listen up, this December 2nd at 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
This Friday, on November 27th, the Thunderbird women's ice hockey team will face off against the number one ranked Calgary Dinos. Catch Puck Drop at 7 p.m. as we give you live coverage and commentary from the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center on CITR.ca and CanadaWest.tv.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent, let it compete to win studio time, features in Discorner magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 7 is happening this Tuesday, December 1st, featuring Late Spring, Cloudhood, and Regen. Cover $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
So we're going to do a little musical preview of Shindig coming up. But first, we're going to congratulate Walgren, who won last week's competition, beating out Soft Haze and Rainbow Road. So we're going to play Walgren, and then we're going to hear from the three bands that will be performing this coming Tuesday. They are Late Spring, Cloudhood, and Regen. So in that order, here's Walgren.
Take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me about your whole life. Don't lie. I'll know you when I see you. We're going all the way. Oh,
So that's Regen, and they will be playing at Shindig on Tuesday night at Pat's Pub and Brew House, 403 East Hastings at Dunleavy, as that's week 7 of CITR's Battle of the Bands. We also heard from Cloudhood and Late Spring, who will also be in competition, and we started that set off with last week's winner, Walgren. Let's take a look and see what else is going on around town this weekend. Lots of stuff. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. So plenty of things to wet your whistle. First off, let's tell you about the AGM Palooza. This is the third time they've done this. A whole bunch of local theater groups, including New World, Electric Company, Rumble, Boca da Lupa, Theater Replacement, and It's a Zoo, are having a big mass annual general meeting. So it's actually quite entertaining. All the theater companies gathered together in one space at Progress Lab, 1422 William. It costs $5 to get in, and that $5 gets you a membership to each and every one of those theater companies, so you can participate in their annual general meeting. They'll give a very entertaining progress report on what they've been up to and what they plan on doing. And then you break off into smaller groups so you can vote on minutes and financial report and board of directors and all the other stuff. That takes about 20 minutes. And then it's a party after that. So lots of fun. Monday night, doors open at 6. The meetings start at 7. And then the parties will get going soon after that. Speaking of It's a Zoo, co-artistic director Chelsea Haberlin is directing a play, not for It's a Zoo, but, and I didn't write it, I didn't make a note of it, and I forget now who the company is, but it's a wild show. It's, called The North Plan, and it's a suspenseful, unsettling, and often hilarious portrayal of what happens when democratic order has been upended. There's been a coup in the United States, and the extreme right wing has taken over, and we follow an agent from Homeland Security who turns rogue and tries to warn people about what's coming and gets involved in some very shady characters. It's called The North Plan. It's at an underground location in Strathcona, 211 East Georgia Street. There's shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, so check that out. There should be a link on the Dave Radio page all about that on Facebook. Electric Company, another one of the groups that's going to be at AGM Appalooza, and Studio 58 are combining to produce a show called Flea, which will be at the Studio 58 Theater at Langara College. It's a darkly humorous and Kafkaesque tale, blending theater, live music, and video projection, and that's happening all this weekend as well. Our friends at Fighting Chance Production are doing Murder Ballad, a new musical, and it's at the Oddfellows Lodge at 8th and Granville. And this is it's called a steamy thriller. It's the story of Sarah and her two lives. When her past and current lives explode, one person will not be leaving alive. Two shows a day, one at 7 and one at 9 tonight and tomorrow. And then Sunday it's at 4 o'clock and 8 p.m. Fighting Chance Productions Murder Ballad, and that's at the Oddfellows at 8th and Granville. Right across the street at 7th and Granville at Studio 16, Mitch and Murray Productions presents Rapture, Blister, and Burn with friends of the show Lori Triolo and Anna Hagen. That's going on tonight and tomorrow night. This is a comedy by Gina Gianfrido, and it's an unflinching look at gender politics in the wake of 20th century feminist ideals. At Performance Works on Gravel Island, Solo Collective has Dressing for a Wedding, directed by Sarah Rogers. This is a dark comedy about a mother's attempt to run her daughter's wedding rehearsal. It's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night. Tomorrow night is also Spectral Theater's monthly late-night double feature. They're starting their second season at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. To celebrate their second season, they've got two brand new scripts by Andrew Herron, Tragedy at Way Station 17, and another episode of the series Samhain, Occult Detective. Just around the corner from there, the Cambrian Hall on Sunday night at 17th and Main, Opera Pro Cantati is doing a concert of excerpts from two operas, La Traviata and Lucia de Lammermoor, and plus a selection of favorite arias and choral pieces as well, 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall on Sunday night. At Jericho Arts Center, wrapping up a great run at United Players, People by Alan Bennett, directed by Adam Henderson. That's tonight and tomorrow, and I think they wrap up with a matinee on Sunday afternoon. That is the satire on British class history, populism, religion, and all things British. It's wonderful. At the Interurban Gallery, saw this last night. It's a great show. It's Theater in the Raw presenting 12 Angry Jurors. These are the guys that were in last week talking about the play, about the audience sitting in a jury room as the jury deliberates a very serious case. And that's happening tonight and tomorrow night at Interurban Gallery, right at the corner of Hastings and Carroll in sunny Gastown. The Little Mountain Gallery has Weird Al Karaoke tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Some of your favorite local comedians getting up and doing karaoke versions of their favorite Weird Al songs. At the PAL Studio Theater in Cole Harbor, Agnes of God, also saw that one this week. Also another really good show tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon. Fire Hall Theater has Social Studies. This is a comedy about a South Sudanese lost boy adopted by a well-intentioned family, yielding hilarious results when it takes on Canadian values and cultural differences. That's at the Fire Hall Arts Center, also in Gastown. At the Kulch Historic Theater, Ruby Slippers presents You Will Remember Me. This is the play with Kevin McNulty about an aging patriarch suffering through dementia. At... Now, at the that's at the Historic Theater. At the Culture Lab, there are two shows running in conjunction, one at 7, one at 9. The first one is called My Friend Andrea, and this is a one-person show inspired by the real-life story of Andrea Yates, the woman who drowned her 5 children because she thought God told her to back in 2001. And that is in combination with Tracks, an adaptation of Jack London's autobiographical novel The Road, and that goes on this weekend at the Culture Lab. Down at the Havana, 52 Pickup is still going, 20-something theaters production. This is a no two performances are ever the same kind of show. 52 scene titles are written on a deck of cards. They're thrown up in the air, and as they pick them up, they perform the scenes one by one. It's a lot of fun. Metro Theater is closing up with Faulty Towers, doing the live stage versions of the British TV show, featuring episodes The Hotel Inspectors, Waldorf Salad, and The Germans. Don't mention the war. And lastly, at the Rio, we've got some great stuff going on. Some live music. Rocksteady is playing there tonight. Hard Rubber Orchestra is going to be there tomorrow night. And in between, we've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show on screen at the Rio tonight at midnight, featuring a live shadow cast from our friends at the Geekenders. And then tomorrow afternoon, Brad Bird's science fiction fairy tale, The Iron Giant, will be on the screen. And wrapping it up on Sunday, Life Off Grid. This is the documentary about people who have chosen to build their lives around renewable energy. And then Victoria, happening at 8:45 p.m., one of the must-see films of 2015 going on at the Rio. So that's a quick look at what's going on in and around town. If you've got an item that you want to have us talk about, you can send it to Dave Radio Facebook page or at email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. I think I'm going to stop talking for a while. Let's go back to some music, which we will play right after this.
Other Vancouver is a collective promoting slow design through independent creatives. This year's event, themed Spaces, showcases products alongside its makers through images of their workspaces. We aim to support mindful consumerism. Come out on November 27th to 29th at 877 East Hastings, Studio 301. Visit Other on Instagram or Facebook for previews. Just like the river.
will spread their wings. Another generation sings underneath the orange burning of the sun.
Send me out here to starve was the worst idea from the start, as I began to no longer be a man. I'd wait out in the rain by the road through the weather vanes for the first child to come out this way. I'd grab the kid by his jacket and tear off his arms. You can send all your hounds, but I know these mountains, and you don't know what it's like.
That's a new release from the Sumner Brothers, a tune called Giant Song. Time now to look at the Dave Radio call board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to go and read for all roles. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge is doing The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. The production goes in February, and the auditions are next weekend, Saturday, December 5th, at on 272nd Street in Maple Ridge, B.C., requiring 5 males and 4 females. English accents are required, so you'd best brush up on your RP there, I'd say, yes. North Shore Light Opera Society doing The Merry Widow by Franz Lehr, and that is happening in May. Auditions are also next weekend on December 6th, again in the, on the 16th, and then a third audition on January 10th, and that's at the Sutherland Church in North Vancouver. New World Theatre has a call for submissions from self-identified artists of color. They're holding a general audition, meet and greet, or show and tell for self-identified artists of color at Progress Lab, 1422 William Street, in 2 weeks, December 14th, 2015. They're interested in meeting artists of various disciplines. This includes song and dance, music, some of your writing, sound, light projection, set props, props, costume or other design, stage management, etc. Limit your presentation to 3 to 5 minutes, but they want to see everyone and they want to see you doing anything. You can send your email, email your resume and headshot to Genevieve at newworldtheater.com. UBC Players are still looking for actors, anyone between the ages of 18 and 45, to participate in the UBC Players Club Centennial Celebration production. They've got some original scripts, and they're looking for a whole bunch of different actors to play lots of different characters. Auditions are happening this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. Send your headshot and resume to productions at ubcplayersclub.com. Royal Canadian Theatre Company doing Love, Sex, and the IRS in March in Surrey and Maple Ridge. Their auditions are on Sunday, the 29th, at the Newton Cultural Centre in Surrey. They're looking for a female, 40-plus, she can have a New York accent, but not necessarily, but must have good comedic skills. Fighting Chance Productions is auditioning for Facing East. This is a play by David Rigano and Mark Eugene Garcia, and that is happening in April. The auditions are on Monday. Looking for 2 men in their mid-20s and a male and a female in their 40s. And they're also doing 2 musicals in repertory in the summer, American Idiot and Heathers the Musical. And that's happening in July and August at the Waterfront. The auditions are next Friday, December 4th. North Van Community Players doing 2 Rooms by Lee Blessing, production in April. Auditions in December, the 6th and 7th. And this is their festival show, so you got to be prepared to also perform for the North Shore Zone Festival in May and possibly go on to main stage in July. And then finally, our dear friend Mr. Klogman is auditioning Toward Zero by Agatha Christie. That'll be at Metro Theatre in April and May, and the auditions are happening December 13th and 14th at Metro Theatre on Marine Drive in sunny Marple. For details on these and other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. I've got time for a little more music. This is a band that is playing at the Rio tomorrow night. This is the Hard Rubber Orchestra.
some revolution, nor are we revolutionaries. Our simple songs are for your spirit in its eternal quest to be free. These aren't the days for serving too many, these aren't the days for serving just one. These days I count all my blessings, thank God the rising sun. But I hear the same sad cries on the television news, and it's giving me a classic case of contemporary blues. So I've got to take time for the things in my mind, swim to room, get lost in the black girl's rhyme. Oh, it's time. Consequence for man to dance, loveless don't long more offense. Hands I'm taking the time with the body unwind, kicking to the beach with the pretty girls off their feet. Oh, it's complete, oh, and I find the time to abuse good wine, book a tight line with a few old friends of mine, by design.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Two shout-outs this week. First to Norman Armour, Artistic and Executive Director of Vancouver's PUSH Festival, who has been awarded the 2015 National Arts Centre Award for Distinguished Contribution to Touring in the Performing Arts. Congratulations, Norman. And a second shout-out to our own UBC Thunderbirds, who will be playing in the Vanier Cup game tomorrow for the Canadian National University Football Championship. We won't be covering that game, but you can watch it on TV. We will have Thunderbird sports tonight, though, women's hockey against the Calgary Dinos at 7 o'clock on CITR.ca. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And all hail Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Thank you. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
You're tuned in to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM.
Happening on Fridays from 1 to 2.
That's Friday from 1 to 2 p.m.
That's what it is. we're broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam peoples on the campus of the University of British Columbia. Today it's very sunny and not as cold, so that's nice.
It's quite beautiful outside.
It's super nice. I was like sweating a little bit. Speaking of sweating right now, because it's 30 degrees in here. Actually, there's a temperature, or a, what do they call it?
Thermometer.
And it says 26.
So if anybody's cold.
If anybody wants to get, pretend you're in a tropical location, just come on to CITR's main studio A, the bottom of the student union building. Or not. The last song you heard is called Comfy Cotton Shoes by Moss Lime, band out of Montreal. Mm-hmm. Off of their album Zoo du Québec. Do you know much more about that song there, Eleanor?
Yeah, it's coming out very soon, December 8th. It's got 8 tracks. And it was recorded in the Bottle Garden Studios in Montreal, which is also home to the recordings of, who else? Tops did their last few tracks there. Free Love Fenner records there. I think last time Adrian Teacher, a Vancouver-based musician, was in Montreal. I heard that he was recording there. It's a really, really beautiful studio, apparently, with some old equipment, and kind of makes this great, great sounding stuff. So very excited to hear the rest of that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Moss Lime are actually on a European tour right now.
Nice. Good for them.
Lucky ducks.
Mm-hmm. And so, what do we have on the agenda today?
Well, some music, as per usual. Talk about what's coming up this week. It's nearing the end of the term. Next week is the last week of classes. Thank the sweet heavens above.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe we'll chat a bit about that or not, because